Good afternoon, and welcome to Travel World here on AM 600. I tell you, nothing like our little Kimmy starting off the show for us, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Every week we have that station ID. I always seem to know a lot of girls named Kim.
Little Kimmy.
Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Pickford. Today we have Willem Backus is running a garage sale out in Dollard, so he will be joining us on the line, not going to be in studio with us. But
greetings from sunny Dollard to Zormo.
Yes, it's sunny out there. Well, it's sort of partly cloudy, partly sunny here. So
watching leaves turning here.
Yep, it's sort of fall foliage season, the height of the fall foliage season.
Speaking of which, we were last week in the Poconos.
Yes, the romance capital of America. We'll be talking about that more fully next Saturday.
And if you're here to join us in that champagne glass, I tell you.
Ah.
A lot of pleasant memories that, you know, it's a great place to go for honeymooners.
Like in the storm.
Right? honeymooners and people wanting to rekindle romance. And today we're going to be talking about Baltimore, which is really the southernmost city in the north, or it can also be the northernmost city in the south, whichever way you want to look at it. But right there.
It's one of those cusp places.
Yeah, just
a cusp.
Sitting right over the Mason-Dixon line, so. It's a very interesting city as well, great dining there, and a lot of history and a lot of urban redevelopment that brought back Baltimore from really a total economic and industrial decline in the late 1950s. I saw pictures of the
very
city.
Very beautiful harbor, isn't it, Stephen?
Oh, yes, and, you know, all ringed with stores and hotels and restaurants. And, I mean, if you look at pictures of Baltimore as it was 20, 30 years ago, and look at it today, it's a totally different city. And it really led the redevelopment of Downtown Cores, the Rouse Corporation, big Maryland developer. And they've built comparable type redevelopments in cities like Jacksonville and New Orleans and Boston. But Baltimore was their first real development, and it spread across America.
One of the other nice things that I love about Baltimore, and CIQC fans will especially appreciate this, is the Camden Yards Baseball Park. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So what a baseball park was meant to be. And, I mean, it really serves as the model for what we're looking to bring to Montreal. I mean, if we can get a ballpark downtown like Camden Yards, I mean, that would solidify the future of baseball in this city.
That's for sure. And I hope they do it. Let's go Expos.
Right. A couple of pieces of mail came in this week. First of all, for the Saturnus True Data Services box of 25 diskettes. Actually, Christine Ehrlich of Pierrefonds gave a travel tip on car rentals, which she had.
It's always nice, right? Not just questions, not what they want, but she's actually giving
right. She's passing along some advice, and she went to rent a car, and the story
Enterprise.
Goes at Enterprise. I think it was with Enterprise.
There we go.
And she wanted to have her friend drive the car, but she wanted to pay for it. And this becomes a big thing with some of the car rental companies, that it's a different person with the credit card than who's driving it. I don't really know why that is so, because if they're going to charge a credit card, let them charge a credit card. But a lot of times it's written in the manual, and this is the protocol and the policy to follow. So word of advice, that try to have a credit card in your own name, or the driver have a credit card in his own name. You can always settle the account afterwards any way you want, with cash or rolled up pennies from your piggy bank. They don't care. But have the driver with a credit card in his or her own name, and with a amount on it around $250 to $300 that they can get as an approval, a pre-authorized approval.
That'll save a lot of people a lot of trouble.
Right. So that's a good tip. Thanks, Christine Ehrlich from Pierrefonds. Also, a communique from Marie Chantal Paquette from Montreal. She has listened to the show regularly since practically our debut, and she says, we've talked a bit about Quebec destinations, but there's a lot of places outside in the rest of the province that she would like to know about. So in that regard, the 18th of October, we'll be looking at weekend getaways and the hidden holiday hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox. Now, try to say that one fast. That's great alliteration there, I guess. Global news anchor.
Call it A Scent of Heather in honor of the beautiful smells of the fall foliage season.
Right, and the thoughts that spring is fast approaching, you know, afterwards, you know, something to look forward to when spring comes again. And Heather Hiscox, global news anchor, will be joining us on the 18th, talking some of her favorite places, Quebec City, the Charlevoix region, the Eastern Town, the places she's discovered around the province. So we're listening to you, the listener, and if you'd like to enter your name for those 25 diskettes from Saturnus, drop us a line. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. My fax number is 626 3138, and of course our email address, travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'd also like to send some congratulations out. It was very good to see that our very own Chad the Engineer, his hand is getting much better, and way to go. Keep up the healing, Chad. We're counting on you.
Right. A lot more mobility there each week passes, getting better and better. And another piece of information that came in via the internet, because again, we talked about Germany on some past shows, and also some listeners had asked for information on hiking and the outdoors. The German National Tourist Office has a new booklet out on the Black Forest, which has been a favorite with hikers, and they've compiled descriptions of 11 of the most popular routes on the back of a poster size regional map, so you can follow your particular interest, be it wine tasting or the Trail of the Red Deer, or look at for cuckoo clock traders, they say. So a lot of
lush to the wet shoe,
right? not in Germany, but suggested hiking tours vary in duration between 3 and 9 days. Some are guided, others are independent, and they offer a number of amenities, a transfer of luggage or breakfast, and you can choose what basically is your particular interest. So you can get that booklet by calling the German National Tourist Office in Toronto, area code 416-968-1570.
That sounds wonderful. It reminds me of a friend of mine had a baby, and her husband was there working, and she had her child in Germany. And she says, practically, I don't know, she said it felt like 10 minutes later, but they're, come, walk next to, they were right near
Germans,
the Black Forest, get up, you must walk and hike in the Black Forest now.
Germans love to get out there, the outdoors, hiking and walking, a big thing. And
actually, she said, you know what, it was probably much a better thing to do, having just had a baby. She said it was probably the best thing to do.
Very therapeutic,
up
very
in the Black Forest.
That was one tough lady, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, of course, you cannot drive to the Black Forest. I mean, we're talking about...
But you can drive to the Poconos, can't
yes,
you?
Yes, you can drive to the Poconos. Actually, it's
if
pretty easy.
If you're going Air Subaru, you're going to have to rent a car, aren't you?
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem. It's practical and economical, too. For example, this fall, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. You can get an economy vehicle for as low as $19.99 a day with 300 free kilometers. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you. So you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it back.
You just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and nobody can forget that, eh? And they say, I want a car, they'll bring it right to your door, and you don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's right.
That's amazing.
You call that one easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal to serve you.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are so economical, from just $19.99 a day for a subcompact. And, of course, they have a whole selection to choose from. And if you've got a lot of people to transport, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
You mean like 4x4s and minivans and full-size?
That's right. A vehicle to meet every need, no matter how many people you have to transport, like those out-of-town visitors, or for any occasion, such as when your car is in the shop.
See, so they have just about something for everybody, don't they?
That's right. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
That is just amazing. And the Poconos, of course, is a great drive destination. One thing, I love those outdoors places, and the Poconos is definitely the place for outdoors activities, ecotourism, that kind of thing.
Right, canoeing, golfing, hiking, cycling, a lot of great things going on in the Pocono Mountains.
Well, we certainly loved the golfing there, didn't we, Stephen?
Yep, we got into some golf, and we'll be talking about more of that next week when we talk about the Poconos, but when we return after this short break, we'll be talking about Baltimore, beautiful Baltimore, Maryland.
Hate bargain hunting? Aren't you glad it's Uniprix's 20th anniversary mega sale? From personal care to household care, to celebrate the big event, Uniprix has dropped the prices on a variety of products throughout the store. Nescafe instant coffee 200 grams, only $3.99. And don't forget, a tube of Aquafresh toothpaste, 75 ml, is a sparkling 49 cents. Uniprix's 20th anniversary mega sale, the greatest prices to save you more. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
Hello from Bowie Martineau, 6875 Jean-Talon East in Saint-Leonard. Once again, that's 6875 Jean-Talon East in Saint-Leonard, right near Galerie d'Anjou. Very easy to find, and the savings incredible. Celebration continues for their huge moving sale. 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50% discounts on everything. Everything must go. Furniture, decorations, accessories. They have household appliances. They have electronics for you. Plus, during the Bowie Martineau Saint-Leonard moving sale, you're going to find a five-piece dining room room set featuring green metal and glass top table, now only $479. And this includes a free baker's rack, free delivery too, of course. A love seat in cotton and suede imitation combination, only $289. Sofa armchair and sofa bed available with free delivery. They have the reclining chauffant armchair with vibro massager, only $249. Comes in blue or brown color too. And special prices on Somex mattresses, single at $149, double at $199, and queen at $249. Huge Bowie Martineau moving sale, 6875 Chantalon East in St. Leonard.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
The Jewish New Year is an important time for family, tradition, and new beginnings. Celluland, your mobile communications experts, takes this opportunity to wish all their Jewish customers a very happy Rosh Hashanah and best wishes for the new year. Celluland, 100 locations across Canada.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. I'm Janice Kirshner speaking live to Stephen Pickford over the air, to Willem Backus, and over the air to other guests as well. And I just for those that are like me, I said, wait a minute, I know there's a connection. There's often always a connection
always
between
a connection
the lead back song.
With the music, but the
Baltimore
and Washington are almost sister cities, but also the Star Spangled Banner written after the 1814 altercation at Fort McHenry. So
there you go.
The flag flying over Baltimore and joining
us. You've got to be quick as a whip when you're
there's a lot of
little
hidden facts and sometimes innuendo as well. So Lisa Hansen joins us now on the line. She's a leisure travel sales manager with the Baltimore Area Convention and Visitors Association. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good. So we were mentioning that Baltimore is really the southernmost city in the north and the northernmost city in the south. It's got a lot going for it.
That it is. Actually, back during the Civil War, it was declared a neutral state because of its proximity between the north and the south. In fact, the first bloodshed of the Civil War occurred here on the streets of Baltimore. There were some troops coming down from Massachusetts, and they were to head south, but they had to transfer train stations in Baltimore. And unfortunately, the southern sympathizers that lived here in Baltimore stoned those troops, and there was some casualties. And in recognition of that, Baltimore has created a monument called the Baltimore Civil War Museum. And that's our role in the Civil War, among many other wars.
Right, and the President Street Station is being converted into a Civil War museum.
Exactly. Actually, that did open this past April in commemoration of the event, which happened in April 19th, 1861.
That's amazing. Our own Vic Phillips is an avid Civil War buff. I'm sure he'd be fascinated by this.
And a lot has been happening in Baltimore, actually, over the past 30 years or so. We were just mentioning as well that it really led the way in the revitalization of an urban downtown core that was really decaying before around 1960.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's really come along from the 1960s, when it was basically mostly a manufacturing town and a port city, and not much more. And it really was run down. There was some activity, you know, kind of an art scene and your typical downtown city scene, but really, there wasn't much for an out-of-towner to experience prior to the 1960s, up until probably the late 60s, when the first attraction that actually came into the harbor, and that was the old Constellation ship, which actually is under refurbishment at the moment.
Right, that's the oldest U.S. warship continuously afloat.
Correct.
To the old Ironsides, Stephen's Hyderabad.
Right? And the whole Inner Harbor area, I mean, it's a great place just to walk around and, you know, catch a glimpse of the water, take a water taxi.
Exactly. There's always something happening in the Inner Harbor. It seems to be something for all seasons, for all people. We have the National Aquarium, of course, which hosts about 1.5 million visitors a year. And they like to say they house about 7,000 fish in their luxury fish hotel. But you can go there and see a marine mammal show. And, of course, there's the Maryland Science Center and lots of new things happening around the harbor, too. We have a new art museum and a whole ton of new restaurants. In fact, we just welcomed a Hard Rock Cafe to our harbor in the historic power plant building.
Right, the power plant was just recently refurbished completely itself.
Correct. And in fact, it's still in the process. Hard Rock is the only retail place that's open, but we're going to open a Barnes & Noble bookstore and several other big name, yet to be named, only in rumor stages, stores and restaurants. It's kind of a lot of people are calling the last year and the coming years the second renaissance of Baltimore, the first being in the late 80s and into the 80s, and now it seems like we're going through a whole new resurgence. Of course, you mentioned Camden Yards opening back in 1992, which is very exciting for us, and that in and of itself has become an attraction, not just for baseball fans, but it's interesting. They give behind-the-scenes tours there, and there's a whole connection with the B&O Railroad, which was founded here in Baltimore, Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. And people come from all over the country just to take the tour of Camden Yards and hope that they can get tickets to the baseball game, which are sometimes hard to come by, especially this season.
It's a beautiful place to go. Steve and I went there, caught an Orioles game.
Did
we kind of found it was a lot like watching our own Expos, but it was great.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of fun. It's a fun ballpark.
Well, there's a game going on this afternoon, and hopefully we'll be the big winner out of it.
I never really thought of Baltimore as South. I just think it's not something people think of. How, just into what season can you walk along the harbor? How long does it stay warm there?
Actually, it stays warm through the end of November, and it gets warm again probably in mid to late February.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty moderate here. We have a cold January, but that's about it. You can count on a cold January, and some years it's been quite warm. Like last year, it was moderate all year long. In fact, we put an outdoor ice skating rink in our inner harbor, and we have lots of fun activities and special festivals that go on with, ice sculpting and cross-country ski lessons and things like that. Even though we don't get that much snow here, we still celebrate the wintertime. And actually, it's sort of a draw to get the tourists to come visit when the hotel rooms are at an economical price, and there's always good bargains and good museums to go visit and that sort of thing. So if anyone's interested in that, they can inquire with us starting in November. There's all kinds of discounts and coupons available.
Right. You're just completing the celebration of your bicentennial year this year, 1997.
That's correct. I should clarify, we're older than 200 years, but we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of being incorporated from a town into a city. Baltimore was comprised of three towns. It was Baltimore Town, Jonestown, and Fell Town. And in 1797, we incorporated into an official city, Baltimore City.
What is the official difference? I've always wondered then, what is town and city? Is there a number they choose?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I'm not really sure. I think it might have something to do with government, city government versus town government. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Probably has something to do with population and or size.
Could be.
Well, that's what I want. Is there a number? Is there, yeah. I'll find out. I'll ask somebody else.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
And a lot of neighborhoods as well in Baltimore that people, you know, in addition to the Inner Harbor, I mean, you were talking about Fells Point, for example.
Exactly. Well, today's kind of a fun day. Today and tomorrow, there's an annual festival in Fells Point that draws a little over a quarter of a million people throughout the weekend. And it's the oldest neighborhood in Baltimore officially recognized. I think it was established in 1729. And it's really nice. It's cobblestone streets and antique shops and lots of restaurants and bars. Very eclectic, lots of little art galleries. Combination of a place to visit and a wonderful place to live. And that's the beauty about Baltimore, I think, that a lot of people don't know its treasured neighborhoods that have kept their ethnic background. For instance, I live in a neighborhood called Little Italy, and there's about 500 Italian residents and about 10 or so restaurants. There's another historic neighborhood called Federal Hill, which is a very popular place to visit or go out to dinner if you're not from the area, but it's also a very popular place to live.
No, that's what people want to do, is they want to get out from sometimes some of the touristy things and see where the people live.
Exactly.
And not all major cities have these wonderful little type of safe little neighborhoods. They are safe, right?
Yes, they are safe, absolutely. Like any city in North America, you, of course, keep an eye of where you're going and don't walk alone at night. That's what we tell everybody, but it's very safe. And all of these neighborhoods are just steps away from the anchor, and that's the Inner Harbor. And all of them offer a wealth of different things to see and experience.
And public transportation is fairly accessible?
It is accessible, actually. And if coming from Canada, you were to fly into Baltimore Washington Airport, starting next spring, you'll be able to take a light rail, kind of like an overground subway, right into downtown. In the interim, there are shuttle services, and there's also a train service that comes through the airport to get the individual traveler downtown. And we have a pretty popular train station called Penn Station that about 3,000 travelers come through a day traveling between Washington and New York.
Right. No, I was reading that you also have a transit pass if people want to get around the city. I think it's $3 or so a day, and you can take the light rail and the bus and get all around the city.
Yeah, it's a great way to see the city. Another way to see the city as a visitor is once you're downtown is, you mentioned the water taxi. You can get from point to point along the harbor, but the water taxi also runs what's called the system ticket, and they run trolleys from neighborhood to neighborhood. And it's the same principle where you can buy an all-day pass, either for the land or the sea or both, and get on and off all day. And it works really well for the individual visitors.
No, it really worked well, and I really enjoyed my visit to Baltimore. I know Willem did as well. And,
absolutely.
Great.
And we'll be talking a little bit more about Baltimore after the break with Todd Hoffman, a Montreal author who's been down there and written some articles and a book on the area. But I want to thank Lisa Hansen.
Oh, wait, I have one. I just need to ask.
One more question.
I need to ask
okay.
Lisa one thing, because I need to know if this is...
Where can I get a 14-pound ham?
That's my brother-in-law has a lot of relatives from Baltimore, and there's a recipe that's been going around, and we've been told that this is only Baltimore. These are little Baltimore cupcakes.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you know anything about these cupcakes? Are these, like, famous?
Well, actually, it's for the bicentennial celebration. They had a contest, a cake-baking contest, and there was a winner, and that winning recipe, I think that's what you're talking about.
I don't know. Well, it's been a few years. Would that be an old, known recipe?
Different. You might be talking about burger cookies and burger cupcakes.
Burger cookies?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, they're chocolate cake, and they're a mixture of chocolate cake and cheesecake. tiny little cupcakes, mini little wonderful ones, and they've all been traced back. Whoever eats them is tracing them back to these Baltimore people.
Huh. I'll have to look into it. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Just checking. or have I been lied to?
Well, you know what? You need to come down here and have a visit, and we'll investigate that.
Good idea.
and do it together. Well, Lisa Hansen from the Baltimore Area Convention and Visitors Association, thank you very much for joining
pleasure.
Us today on Travel World. Thank you. And if you'd like more information on Baltimore, I'll give out the number now, and I'll give it out again after we talk to Todd. It's 1-800-282-6632, and on the web, www.baltimore.org. And when we return after this short break, Todd Hoffman, Montreal author and recent visitor to Baltimore, Maryland. Stay listening.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top brand luggage like French, Voit, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is it North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir, 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Over the past weeks, we have spoken about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from McKinsey, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds, structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for McKinsey STAR. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the STAR McKinsey program. Diversifolio, 731-5592. Investing to outperform.
It's Super Saturday. It's Super Sunday. La, 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 la.
It's Sears Super Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Get ready for super savings of up to 50% off a huge selection of national and private labels store-wide. From family fashions to bed and bath, housewares, hardware, and so much more. Sears Super Saturday and Sunday this weekend. You're not going to want to miss this.
Super Saturday, Super Sunday. Super savings at Sears.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
It's open house weekend at the Remyard Camping Center through Sunday only. Liquidation prices on 97 models are set. Fold-down campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels and park models. Renowned names like Golden Falcon, Citation, Fifth Avenue, Shasta, and Aerolite, the most popular of the ultralight models. Trade-ins accepted. On-the-spot financing available as well. Don't miss open house at the Remyard Camping Center through Sunday only. Take Autoroute 30, exit 104 to Saint-Jean or call 946-3288.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that one
Welcome back to AM 600 CIQC. You're listening to Travel World. I'm Janice Kirshner speaking to Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus in spirit. There he is. That is, of course, Melissa Etheridge.
And the only thing that equals ratings here.
That's right. No, she's singing about water, right?
Water.
Baltimore's got water.
Yes.
The Inner Harbor is really great in Baltimore. One of the nice things about it is that there's this walkway and a little bridge over the streets. It's really a nice walking town.
A lot of walking in the area, and Todd Hoffman joins us now on the line. He's a Montreal author, and he's visited Baltimore both in June and September of this year, first writing an article for the Globe and Mail, and now preparing his book on the making of NBC's hit series Homicide: Life on the Street. Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Taking a very different angle, I suppose, than what we've been talking about.
A little bit. If you read David Simon's book, from which the series is based, you get quite an insight into Baltimore's lower lights. And David has just written another book that came out last month called The Corner, A Year in the Life of an Inner City Neighborhood. And he spent a year hanging out with drug dealers and pushers out in some parts of West Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Does the Visitors Convention have that number where we can get in touch with those drug dealers?
1-800.
On the positive side, the part of West Baltimore that he dealt with is a good 8 to 10 blocks from downtown.
Which would put it around the area where the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad Museum is. That set of my press kit that is 10 blocks away, and I kind of remember walking and walking and walking to get back to the hotel.
Yeah, it's actually where he was on Fayette Mount Street. For those of you who visited Baltimore, you might recognize that. That is only about 3 or 4 blocks from the BNO, but the BNO closes, I believe, at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. So as long as you go out there and visit it during the day, you shouldn't have any kind of problems, really.
Right, and also this is of interest to people who are getting off the interstate. If they're driving in, make sure that you turn right to downtown. Do not turn left because you might get lost in some of those neighborhoods.
Yeah, I because I was down there researching this book, I had the opportunity to go out with some members of the Baltimore City Police, and we went down into that part of town one evening, and it's definitely not somewhere that you want to make a wrong turn.
Also, you were mentioning that the whole making of homicide and visiting the sites, that has become a big growth industry for Baltimore. It's put the city even more on the map, and tourists are coming in to see those sites. There's tours and everything set up for them.
Oh, that's interesting. So is it rejuvenating those areas that might not have had that kind of input before?
It really has. What's very interesting about Fells Point is that at one point it was one of the most dilapidated parts of Baltimore, and as recently as the mid-1960s, there were some plans to just destroy the whole area and refurbish it. It was only due to a community effort that saved some of the Revolutionary era structures that make up the neighborhood. And one of the centerpieces of the reconstruction was the refurbishment of the Admiral Fell Inn in 1985, and that's one of the great luxury hotels in the Fells Point area. And it's the Admiral Fell Inn that is behind this tour called Hollywood on the Harbor, which is also run by a company called Concierge Plus. And they do walks that focus on neighborhood sites that are used in Homicide and several other movies that have been filmed in the Fells Point area.
Right. A lot of times Baltimore gets substituted as a very easy location to substitute for Washington.
Exactly. The problem with Washington is that so much of the land is government-owned, which means that you need all kinds of permits and passes to film there. Baltimore has made it very easy for film companies to come in and use whatever facilities they want to use.
And also, you were also mentioning you visited, Lexington Market. That's something really to see as well. It sort of symbolizes the whole Maryland experience as well.
Yeah, and one of the really interesting things about Lexington Market and about a lot of the neighborhoods in Baltimore is that it really isn't very much of a chain store city. Most of the stores that you're going to find are very much independently owned local enterprises, and because of that, Baltimore's downtown really doesn't have the kind of generic look that you get in so many cities.
Right, because go to some cities and you look and you say, can this be Hong Kong or can this be Halifax? It is so, as you say, generic, that the same chain stores, the same things to eat. But going to Baltimore is unique in that respect.
Exactly, and they've really done a nice job in maintaining that character. It's really only in the Inner Harbor where you get a lot of chain stores and chain restaurants. For example, Fells Point, where they claim has the highest concentration of bars per capita of any neighborhood in the United States. None of the bars or cafes or chains are chains. They're all independently owned, unique to Baltimore.
Little brew pubs and things like that.
Exactly, and some of them have been immortalized on Homicide. Homicide's headquarters, the building that they use as a police headquarters, is located on Thames Street, and across Thames Street from the headquarters is just a strip of bars and coffee shops, and places like the Daily Grind and the Waterfront Hotel have all been immortalized in the show, and except on the days when they're actually filming scenes in there, they're open to the public and are actual working restaurants and coffee shops.
Well, that's what I've noticed, that when we went there as well, there were so many different restaurants that, for example, we ate the Brass Elephant, which is one of the top Italian restaurants in the city, and it was an old Victorian house in the Charles Street area with art galleries and boutiques around it, a very safe neighborhood as well, but it was not, you know, something that you would get in any other city than Baltimore. And great, of course, for a Maryland crab cakes. You cannot go to Maryland and anywhere Maryland or Baltimore in particular and not try the crab cakes.
Those and the soft shell crabs are the other unique dish that you have to try, because the breed of soft shell crab that they serve there is only available in the Chesapeake Bay, so it's very plentiful and not terribly expensive.
Is that seasonal? Are those things seasonal? I've been looking for those.
When I was there last 2 weeks ago, they were plentiful, and back in June. So I don't know if they're available in the winter, but they're certainly available from the spring through the fall.
I think that's worth the trip alone.
Just,
it really is.
Just to have these soft-shelled crabs and the crab cakes and just pile a plate up high. And if you like, also because it's, you know, that southern atmosphere in Baltimore as well, a place like Wayne's Barbecue at the Inner Harbor and great southern barbecue. So it's, you know, that has that southern influence even in the food.
Well, the other great southern influence restaurant is called Savannah, and that's located in the basement of the Admiral Fell Inn, and that's one of the highest rated restaurants. And the week that I was there, it just so happened that the city paper, which is sort of the equivalent of the Mirror or Hour here in Montreal, came out with its annual Best of Baltimore list, and Savannah was listed as the best southern restaurant in Baltimore.
So that's something to check out as well. And you mentioned the Admiral Fells Inn, and that's in Fells Point area. We also stayed at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, which, you know, there are a lot of hotels in the Inner Harbor area, so somebody can come in to Baltimore. They fly in. One of the easy ways to get down there is Air Ontario into Baltimore Washington Airport, and they don't have to rent a car because everything is so centrally located.
And with that railroad coming in soon, just like Philadelphia, just take the train and bring you right downtown.
Right, and the water taxi, as you already mentioned, is a direct link from the Inner Harbor out to Fells Point. Fells Point's about two to three miles from the Inner Harbor, and they also run a shuttle through to Federal Hill. So all the really interesting parts of Baltimore border the harbor in one way or another.
And you were mentioning when you took the water tour, Ed Cain's water taxi. He has a lot of stories to tell people as well.
Oh, he's just a fascinating guy. He's grown up in Baltimore, and he owns the water taxi service, which is, as you mentioned, is linked to the trolley service, and he's just a tremendous repository of Baltimore lore.
And that always makes for an interesting trip when you take a water taxi or they also have the trolley tour around town to get the stories from people who live there. I mean, that adds to the enjoyment as well. One last thing, or actually two last things before we let you go. Baltimore is also the home of Babe Ruth, and they have the Edgar Allan Poe home. But you were telling me the Poe home, you better check before you go.
Yeah, the Poe home is run by a fascinating man named Jim Jerome, who anything you ever wanted to know about Edgar Allan Poe, you can get from him. Unfortunately, the home is located right in the midst of a housing project in West Baltimore, and he keeps somewhat erratic hours. So you better call and make sure it's there, and I would strongly advise that you take a taxi there and back.
Otherwise, you're stranded in the middle of the project.
Yeah, exactly. You'd probably want to avoid that. If you're driving, that's fine. Get directions directly there. But otherwise, you definitely want a cab in and out, and check the hours in advance.
Okay, well, that's all great advice. Todd Hoffman, Montreal writer and Baltimore aficionado, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
And the number again for information on Baltimore, 1-800-282-6632, and on the web, www.baltimore.org. And we'll be taking another short break here, and we'll be right back with more interesting things here on Travel World. Stay listening.
Seek, and you shall find.
Sir, what comes to mind when I say Renault Depot?
A safari.
A safari?
When I explore Renault Depot's towering aisles teeming with products, it's like I'm on a safari. Uh-huh. I discover things I can't find elsewhere. All the big game brand names are there, and I always make a killing with their guaranteed lowest prices.
In other words, Renault Depot's the leader in home improvement. I'll take that as a yes.
Renault Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement in Quebec.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsak, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Hate bargain hunting? Aren't you glad it's Uniprix's 20th anniversary mega sale? From personal care to household care, to celebrate the big event, Uniprix has dropped the prices on a variety of products throughout the store. Nescafe instant coffee 200 grams, only $3.99. And don't forget a tube of Aquafresh toothpaste, 75 mil, is a sparkling 49 cents. Uniprix's 20th anniversary mega sale, the greatest prices to save you more. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
Tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. Janice Kirshner speaking to Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus.
Hello.
Yes, it's been a fun afternoon learning, talking about Baltimore, a city that we visited. I guess it was back in 1994, so 3 years ago.
It was a great visit, wasn't it?
Yes, and we went at the end of April, so the weather was beautiful. I mean, I remember sitting out there eating that Southern Barbecue, Wayne's Barbecue, just sitting overlooking the Inner Harbor. We took the water taxi. I mean, really, I guess only December, January, February are months that you may not want to be there, but the rest of the year, beautiful in Baltimore.
We mentioned brew pubs in Baltimore, and certainly there are a lot there, but I do have to point one thing out, and this is a very important tip for all our CIQC listeners. We went to the Poconos. There is a brew pub called the Barley Creek Brew Pub, and they are offering, from October 97 through 98, the Canadian dollar at par.
Yes, I mean, if you mention Travel World, that you heard it on the show, Canadian dollar at par for listeners at the Barley Creek Brew Pub in Tannersville, Pennsylvania, in the Pocono Mountains. So the prices were reasonable there to begin with, but getting 40% or 42% off at the same time makes it even a better deal. And there was one place in the Poconos where the food was really, really good. A lot of the food...
It was awesome. And the guy, he's incredible. Trip Ravine, the owner, fascinating to talk to. It's a place that's fun to be. They got theme nights, you know, ping pong night, this night, that night. But all in all, it's a great place to go. And for 40% off, that is to say Canadian dollar at par, you just can't go wrong. It's right off the highway.
We'll have to remind us again when we talk about that next week.
Right. Well, we'll remind everyone, because what I really enjoyed about what Trip was telling us was there's a factory outlet mall across the, or near down the road, and he gets a lot of his business from men who drop off their wives and say, I do not want to go to the mall, but I would rather come up to the brew pub and sample some of the... homemade beer.
Now, the mall would be also giving us the Canadian... you couldn't snaggle that one for us, could you?
No, you could go... They'll look at you, Canada, where's that, you know, giving us...
Stephen, I trusted you. I believed in you.
Oh, yes, until we talked about Canadian dollar at par. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've known some people. I will not name them on the air, but a certain Toronto television personality who actually went to Haiti and used Canadian tire money and got a lot of purchases. So
he got it because he said 15C. C is Canadian dollars, and the old guy in the front, he's the prime minister, and the gas bar in the back, those are the parliament building. So every time we pass Canadian tire.
Every time we pass Canadian tire, we salute because, some people actually... out there think that's Parliament Hill. There's always a story that comes from whatever we do.
We're out there for you in Travel World. We're trying to get our CIQ silly listeners a better
version of
the homicide
Baltimore.
Version of Baltimore. But
travel shows don't usually do that, you know?
And,
that's great.
But people will go there, and they're actually looking for some of that grit in Baltimore because the show is so popular. There's a real core group. I mean,
I'm glad to say it's not all whitewashed. Very often it started off bad, but they've brought in so much Hollywood money that it's not even a bad area anymore. But hey, this still is.
It still is. And so a lot of what you see on the show is still there because it's filmed out on the street, and it's not just a recreated set where you're going out and you're just seeing where they will film it on one particular day.
You don't get stuck in the project.
No, you don't want to get stuck in the projects. I mean, not in any city. I mean, we were into Chicago, the Robert Taylor homes. I mean, they went for like 3-4 miles in a row. It wasn't just one or two square blocks. And the funny thing is, you're driving along a major interstate, the north-south route from Milwaukee down through Chicago, and at one exit, there's a McDonald's, huge sign, but it's really stuck right in the project. So you could be driving north-south, Winnipeg, heading down to New Orleans, taking this interstate, and say, oh boy, I'm hungry, I'd like a burger, and pull off and make one wrong turn. And
oh,
so,
what a burger.
See, we don't have that, do we, here?
No, I mean...
We really don't.
In Canada, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, no, you don't have to worry about...
Well, we're really fortunate here.
We are.
It's a beautiful area, and it's so safe here in Montreal.
No, I think a lot of times you go to visit another city, and it brings back that whole element that how fortunate we are in Canada with regards to just the quality of life and the places to visit.
We did have a strange whitewater rafting experience a couple of years back. I mean, we were talking in the Poconos about one of those places, but when we went to Wisconsin, next to one of the breweries actually had a creek that was named after one of their brands of beer, and Stephen dropped his oar, so he could literally say he was on Schlitz Creek.
Right. Yeah, that's a true story, but, one of those stories where it has that whole ring of innuendo in it at the same time, but you have to go to Wisconsin to fully appreciate the impact of the brewing industry, America's brewing capital, Milwaukee. But other than beer, not much else going on in Milwaukee, so I don't think I need to go revisit Milwaukee again. Next week, though, we'll be talking more in depth about the Pocono Mountains, the Romance capital of America, and 2 weeks time the different hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox, places around.
You got 2 weeks to learn to pronounce the title, right?
Yes, the hidden holiday hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox, and say it very fast. And
alliteration, anybody?
Yes, an alliteration lesson right here on Travel World, and that always makes for a lot of fun when we have media guests, because it's fun to have people from the Montreal media. We talk to people in the media in other cities, but it's also fun to have people here who are well-known in our own community.
Otherwise known, as I like to call it, a scent of heather.
Yes, a lot of great things coming up on future editions of Travel World, and in the end of the month as well, look at the Space Coast of Florida, Melbourne, Cocoa Beach, and all of that. So a great month of October.
That'll be great. So we're going to be visiting Miss October herself, Amanda Ober, in Orlando, and then at the Space Center in what we affectionately call Cape Kennamy.
Right. A lot of great things to be looking forward to. And so mark us on your listening schedule Saturdays from noon to 1 here on AM 600. Well, I hear that music, and I don't know whether you can hear it too. It's one of your favorite songs, Willem, but it always reminds us that...
Wherever we go, it's always nice to come back home to Canada's greatest city.
Thank you for listening to Travel World this week. I'm Stephen Pickford. We'll be back again next Saturday, noon to 1, here on AM 600 CIQC Information Radio in Montreal.
And don't forget, we've got the Travel World coming up right
now. Well, we just listened to Travel World. Jacques Renard and Kenny Elman will be in with...
I'm so confused. I need to go away. Computer show. And happy traveling, everyone. Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver.